Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So my boy come pick him up from school. He's like, "Damn, I'll try for the basketball team." Yeah, cool, no problem, man. I think that would be awesome. We've been working on his game and stuff. He's still in the infant stages, but whatever. And so he hands me the paper of the tryout and everything, and it's like, I'm like, well, I don't know if they don't make the playoffs, then he'll do it, whatever. So I look at this paper, and it says, I swear to you, it says $375 if you make the team. So I'm like, hold the fuck on. Why wouldn't you make the fucking team for 300? When the fuck do we have to start to play for them to play for teams that they try out for?
Now, is this is like middle school team?
Yes, it's the middle school. This is a
rec
team.
With the school.
This is a rec. This is the Parkview Middle School basketball team.
I don't remember.
$375 fucking dollars. You get a bag, a sweatsuit, a t-shirt. Oh. Fuck that bag.
I know. That's the thing. It's like,
fuck that bag.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I was like, snacks? He don't eat shit? And what did it say? And awards. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't remember. I don't think I would have been doing anything like that if it cost $375 in sixth grade, but it couldn't have, right?
We didn't pay for shit.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, I mean, I know I didn't, but no. I'm pretty sure my mom didn't pay for the middle school basketball team.
Middle school basketball team.
But also, we got the jerseys that the team last year used. And the team the year before, I think every 5 years they'd get new jerseys or something like that. They were reversible.
Yeah.
One side was blue. It said Hamilton and white. One side was white. It said Hamilton and blue.
Yeah.
We didn't get bags.
Bags and all that. I'm like, what the fuck?
We even had to buy our own shorts. Everybody had to buy a pair of white shorts.
I was like, $375 if you make the team. I'm like, hold on. Why would you make the fucking team? If I'm getting $375 for everybody's making the team, everybody's on the goddamn team.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we're going to have a deep bench.
We're going to have a deep-ass bench.
For $375.
Everybody's making a fucking team.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, football-size roster.
Hey, man. Everybody's – we're going to have like a travel team. Like,
it's a great point, though. Not everybody, especially sixth graders, eighth graders, whatever, not everybody needs warm-ups and bags and multiple jerseys.
Y'all ain't
and,
that fucking good.
No.
Have
reversible jerseys. You're going to lose most of your games.
I do find it funny when you see, top-ranked recruits at the young ages, and they are wearing, like, arm sleeves and shit.
My son, he looks at too much. Like, he wouldn't got, I swear to you, because his TT was a town, she, whatever. So they go to Dick's Sporting Goods. He comes back with these fucking, you know, the DB socks, those scrunch socks is a DB. I'm like, dog, you're a fucking lineman. You don't wear that shit, dog.
Right.
Why do you have that? You know,
you're not supposed to be pretty out there.
You tried to wear a towel. I snatched that goddamn towel. Oh, you are a fucking lineman. All right. We get
everybody wants accessories.
We get
though.
Fucking dirty. All right. Like, I mean, dude, I had so much. I was like, dog, y'all motherfuckers need to stop because these motherfuckers try to do that shit for football. Okay, it's extra this for this bag and this. I'm like, he don't need no fucking bag. You know how we used to carry our fucking shoulder pads? We used to put our helmet through it and walk with it.
Right.
We don't need no goddamn travel bag to go to fucking Berkmar.
Yeah.
That's around the corner. That y'all ride a bus to that we drop them off. I was like, dude.
For middle school basketball games.
The fuck out of here.
I would just put my jersey in my backpack. Wear my basketball shoes to school and put my shorts on underneath whatever shorts I had that day.
And go to work.
And then you go to school.
Dude,
and then you'd go to the basketball
game.
When
they said bag, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's crazy. Yeah. What if
I don't want the bag.
Or like $375 is a lot of money to some families. Like, what if they can't?
And that's what I'm saying.
You know?
I don't know how that works.
A lot of money.
I don't know how all that works. Again, we're blessed and everything like that, but still.
Right.
Like,
it's the principle.
It's the principle behind it, right?
Of course. I'm just saying, like, what if the answer is no? For whatever reason. Yeah. I don't want to, or I can't, or whatever. Like, can my kid not play on the middle school basketball team?
That's crazy,
right? Because
we're not going to pay you $375?
Does it roll over? Like, you bought a... Let's say he makes a team and you buy a bag this year. Does he make the team fucking next year? And you
is it a new bag?
A new fucking bag?
Oh, that'd like, be so bad.
What is the bag just like, oh, your grandfather did, and you $100 less.
That's a good question.
That's the crazy part about that is like they try to get everything. I was like, hold on. Another what? Oh, they got offensive line training. I need them to go to a fucking offensive line training? It's $250 for, I'm like, come on, man. Like, come on.
I'll roll the drills off YouTube. We'll save the cost.
We have gone way too far.
Between that and these these fucking trainers who swear that, and the parents, I don't understand. Again, I can only go by my respect because I know shit. He's not going to make your child better. Like, a trainer's not going to make Samson better than I can make him.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And I know parents don't have the experience that I have, so I won't shit on it. But the fact that, like, it was a couple months ago. I was talking to a dad, and he was like, he goes to a quarterback specialist three times a week.
Yeah.
Then he goes to training three times a week. And I'm just like, now note, he's the littlest, one of the littlest fuckers on the team.
I'm
just sitting there like, you do all, and I love my children. I do anything for my babies. But sometimes you got to be real fucking listic. Like,
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do anything for him.
Like,
not dumb shit.
Like, he's one of he's a kid that
you don't want to start Jack on footwork drills. Yeah, this early?
No offense, but
He's a kid on a team where they got to find six plays for him.
Yeah, and that's fine. But here's the thing, though. Like, what it is you know, maybe he knows better, maybe he doesn't. But I think a lot of parents don't, and they prey on this guilt that so many parents operate with. And it's not just in sports. It's like across the board and all kinds of different stuff. Like, if your kid doesn't have this, then you're not setting them up for this. Mm-hmm. And it's just not true. Like,
it's far from
the best thing you can do is free. It's just be there,
Yeah.
And then if they're good, great. Try to nourish that and all that. And at a certain point, if a training or a camp or something like that would actually be beneficial, great.
That,
but like,
that can't possibly
they do such a
high school.
It's so predatory, though. Mm-hmm. Like, because again, like, a parent's guilt toward not giving their kid the advantage that another kid might have is a hell of a commodity.
But
and
that's what how I differ. I don't feel fucking guilt.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I don't feel fucking guilt.
You're lucky. That's good.
Yeah, I don't feel fucking
guilt. I don't either, because I know I'm doing a good job.
Yes.
Or at least I don't know if I'm doing a good job. I'm doing my best.
I think you're doing a good job.
Well, we'll find out. early returns are okay. Jack keeps hitting this kid at school, and I want him to stop, but we're working on it.
Boxing classes immediately.
We're working on it. But
don't you hate that shit?
Because social media gets these parents, though. Like, they know now your kid's on the football team, so then it starts feeding you this, oh, this is this thing. Oh, look at this kid. Oh, this kid went to that. And then, I mean, it's all it is.
I think there's two things. I mentioned this before. Like, I think the baby Gronk stuff, like his timeline, and if he fails at college or whatever level, I think people are going to be like, oh, obviously that wasn't. Like, giving him this and that and the workouts and all that probably is not the best path for all these kids.
I don't think smart enough to pay attention to that.
Maybe. And then the other thing, I think there's such a difference, and you never know it when you're young versus when you can actually know when you're old. But, like, I don't think any parent wants to be like, boy, my kid got close. I hope I wasn't the reason that there wasn't that next level. I think that's the fear, partially, as to why people are doing stuff.
Yeah.
Fear.
Yeah.
That, everybody wants fear. Everybody wants their child. I want my child to succeed.
My parents could have done to get me to be a pro athlete.
But
there are limitations. But
that's the thing about it. Parents don't see the limitations of their growth. Like,
that's
the,
right.
The biggest
stop growing.
The biggest thing in life that parents can't have any effect over is fucking genetics and God.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
They're growing into it. Like, you can't try. I mean, he's going to be a little shit. It just is what it is.
Yeah. You already signed that check. No offense, but if you wanted him to be bigger, should have found a bigger lady.
And that's why I'm like, okay.
We sat next to this lady at the Avett Brothers concert on Saturday night who was legitimately 6'10".
Yeah.
She was a, she was the biggest woman I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, somebody in this crowd wants to have athletic children. They should buy her a drink.
Let me ask you a question.
Buy her a drink.
Off of that statement.
There's no camp you can send your kid to that would be as beneficial as having sex with a 6'10" woman.
I have a semi-hot take.
That's my take.
Do you think if you were 6'10", you would have been in the NBA?
I don't know. No, probably not.
No?
I have no idea.
I feel like I would have. Okay. If I, I'm obviously not 6'10". But I feel like if I was tall enough, you would work hard enough at that height.
So yeah, why do 6'10" guys that work at Verizon?
Right, there's a lot of guys that aren't.
They work hard enough.
They're probably more athletic than me.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't have any.
I don't believe that.
I have no... I don't need to make up a story about how I could have been a professional athlete. I wasn't going to be one.
At
so
6'10"?
It is what it is. No, I'd just be a tall-ass radio host.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's more 6'10 walking around than there are NBA players.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. My cousin, 6'6", played high school basketball.
6'6" is no man's land.
Sucked.
Yeah. 6'6" is no man's land.
Well, yeah, but like if you're a decent high school basketball player and you're 6'6", you can go D3 or something like that. Sucked. And then went and worked for Comcast. Still does.
Yeah.
He's made a great career of it.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not of course. Like, no, he's a happy man.
Yeah, but I was like, all right. I mean, I never told nobody how to raise a child. Raise a child, but don't force your child to do
shit. Yeah.
Don't force them to go to the park and work out. You want to do this? We're going to do this.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to tell anybody how to raise their kids either, but also don't feel bad if you're not doing everything. You can't do everything. And if you're not spending $250 for this or $375 for that or whatever, that don't get guilted into feeling like you're letting them down. Like, you're not. Just be there and help. That's all you can do.
There's a dad at my park that's putting his kid through like football drills, and kid's like 8 years old. And I'm like, one, it's great to see a kid and his father out there.
That's
cool.
What you want to do.
And I'm
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, my other side is like, man, I hope the kid's enjoying this. Because if he is, that's great.
Yep. Right.
If it's just a father forcing his kids to do drills, it's like,
it's a big fucking difference.
That's the key. If they love it, then...
And you go all in.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me, I'm going to... All right, let's go to the bar. I don't feel like, all right.
Yeah. Because a lot of that's about the parent
and
not about
the
kid.
Get on the kid. Oh, I guess you don't want to go D1.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.